Welcome to Head Games Radio on Sirius Satellite Sports Byline. Today, as always, we have outstanding guests. We're going to have Steve Young break down the quarterback match, maybe not of the century, even though people want us to say that, but certainly Eli Manning is not the person we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about Peyton Manning and Tom Brady in a tremendous matchup. We're going to talk about the Bears and the Saints, Drew Brees against Rex Grossman, the quarterback perspective, Tuesday morning quarterback. We're going to be joined by Larry Weissman from USA Today later in the show to talk about the situation with Marty Schottenheimer and the conflict or tension there in San Diego. Marty, I still believe, given one more year, they will break through. And finally, we'll go to a man that's been covering the Patriots for some time and did a wonderful article on the kicker situation following Adam Vinatieri, Mr. Guskowski, and the great game he had with three field goals, including a 50-yarder and a game winner with a minute left for the Patriots. But here's a quick quote from yesterday's show from Rick Bucher from ESPN the magazine on a guy that once again, after our show, hit a three-pointer and started walking away even before the shot went through.
Just Gilbert's a little bit nutty. It's why he was a second-round pick. He's a little bit unpredictable. And so that's one of the reasons why he hasn't quite received the due that he might have coming to him. But he's settled down a little bit. More importantly, he's on a team that settles him down. He's got a lot of mature, stable players around him, and that's allowed him to flourish. So hopefully he just keeps it together, because there are times where Gilbert just kind of goes off his nut. You never, I mean, this is a guy who has oxygen pumped into his house so that it creates a high altitude atmosphere. Those are the kind of, when he was with the Warriors, he used to bring his dogs in and run them on the treadmill with him when he was working out. It just does some nutty things that probably prevented him from being recognized for the player that he is.
Well, whatever he's done in the past, Gilbert Arenas is one of the top four or five players playing in the NBA this year. He's maybe the outstanding player this year. Steve Nash, again, finding new ways to show what he can do with the Suns, who won their 10th straight. But Gilbert Arenas has taken it to the next level. It's time for people to give him credit where credit is due. When we come back, Steve Young on the NFL playoffs and more on Head Games on Sports Byline and Sirius Channel 122.
What would you do with the extra money if you didn't have a mortgage payment? Secure your retirement? Pay for college? Invest in real estate? Travel? Is your home paid for free and clear? Or do you have a 30, 40, or even 50-year mortgage? Or worse, are you making interest-only payments with no reduction on the debt? If so, you're on a treadmill going nowhere fast. At United First Financial, we have great news. Our average client will pay off their 30-year mortgage in as little as 8 to 11 years, potentially saving thousands in interest. You don't need to refinance your existing mortgage. You don't need to make more money, and there's no need to alter your current lifestyle. Our Money Merge account can help you own your home years sooner, wipe out your debts, and have real financial independence. Our program works with fixed rate, interest only, and even NEGAM loans. This is not a bi-weekly mortgage program or a debt roll-down plan. Again, no refinance of your mortgage is needed. To receive our free DVD, please call 800-300-1096. That's 800-300-1096.
Hi, everybody. This is Nick Lowry, and I want to tell you about the most beautiful golf course I've ever played. It's called Quintero. It's already ranked in the top 10 in the country as a real estate golf course. I'm telling you, it is the most outstanding combination of beautiful fairways and views you will ever see. If you want to join one of the most outstanding new private courses in the country, go to QuinteroGolf.com or call 888-417-8468. That's 888-41-QUINT or 888-417-8468.
Do you want to own a brand new computer and improve your credit score at the same time? If you have less than perfect credit but can afford a weekly payment of $29.99 for just 12 months, then you're already approved for a brand new Dell, HP, or other name brand computer. Guaranteed.
Bad credit? No credit? No problem. There's no credit check, so you won't be turned down. If you have a checking or savings account and can afford a weekly payment of $29.99 for just 12 months, you're approved for your brand new name brand computer. Call 800-787-2816. Guaranteed Consumer Funding says you're approved. Give us a call today at 800-787-2816 to have your brand new computer shipped right to you. Act now. We'll add over $700 in premium upgrades and an MP3 player for free. And with select models, we'll throw in a free printer. So get the computer of your dreams today and improve your credit at the same time. Call 800-787-2816. That's 800-787-2816.
This is Nick Lowry, and I'm here to tell you about HeadGamesRadio.com, the official website of Head Games Radio. If you can't listen to the show every day, just go to HeadGamesRadio.com and join the Head Games team. You get to listen to Head Games highlights from our superstar guests. As a member, you'll be entitled to exclusive offers and information, so register with us so we can send you updates and special giveaways that non-members just can't get. Stay tuned. Check out HeadGamesRadio.com. Email us and join the Head Games family.
Yes, I was fired. It happens to most coaches. Well, what are you going to do? Are you going to just lie there in the fetal position and whimper?
That was Marv Levy, and he's not about lying in the fetal position and whimpering, and neither is Steve Young. Steve, are you getting a break after this long season or what?
I'm just laying in the fetal position right now, Nick, so trying to relax and enjoy it. Yeah, no, I've got my ESPN duties give me a couple. I don't have to do a wild card or the divisional weekend, so I've been with the kids and doing really fun things.
Speaking of the fetal position, you've had a number of kids, and that has been a nice change, I'm sure, and a nice new chapter in your life.
Yeah, we got three little ones, and yeah, it's diapers and kids and t-ball and all the fun stuff. Dad is loving every minute of it.
Tell me, what is it like for you, for people that wonder what it's like for a guy that went to the highest level, and we're talking about getting to that time of year when others are dreaming of those things, particularly people that have come so close but still have it to prove, like a Peyton Manning. What's it like for you, having done that, and now that it's over? I know for myself, having played so many games and being so close but never making it, is there still an ache? Is there still a sense of a void when this time of year comes around? All of that energy, all of that focus, all of that adrenaline that you poured into your career, do you still miss it?
I think you miss it after the years go by. This is, I think, my seventh year of not playing football. The years go by, and you don't miss it so viscerally anymore. It's not like you can, you know, smell it like you did the first couple of years that you left. I think emotionally, when you get to the big games or you see a playoff game and you remember what it was like, and oh boy, that was fun. I wish I could do that again. That's the kind of emotion. I don't. You know, the first couple of years, I would almost start running out the door to try to get to the stadium. You know, so those days are over. But you know, people need to realize that, you know, guys that have played professional football are professional, and that's what they've done for their whole lives. That's what they know. It's what they're great at. And when you finish playing football, you're not great at anything else. You know, you're good at other things. You're not great at anything else. You want to do what you're great at. And so when you talk about Super Bowls and playoffs, and you talk about Peyton Manning, those are the things that you remember. Regular season games do tend to, you know, kind of blur together. But playoff games and Super Bowls especially, those are the things that not only the fans but the players remember, and your own career. And so that's what you talk about. That's one of the things that are most meaningful. And so if you haven't been to a Super Bowl and there's a conversation amongst other athletes saying, oh, yeah, we won, we beat the Cowboys, or we beat you sit there because you don't have anything to say. You didn't do it. And that's not really a reflection. And I think the important point to make, Nick, is it's not a reflection of your career or who you were individually, because I think it's not right. I mean, you can't say, oh, he's not as good of a player because he didn't go to the Super Bowl, because the football is the ultimate team game. So if you're going to make it the ultimate team game, then make it the ultimate team experience going to the Super Bowl. Now, a quarterback has a tremendous amount to do with that, but in the end,
it does.
You know, you have to be able to step away from, be able to say, hey, Peyton's had a great career. If he doesn't go to the Super Bowl, it's still a great career. But individually, you'll be missing a little something.
Will you do me a favor and write a letter to the guys at the Hall of Fame and tell them us kickers have a little bit less say in that, and for those of us that didn't make the Super Bowl, I'd really appreciate that. Len Dawson had a comment. I don't want the show to be about me, so I'm going to just change subjects really quickly, even though that really rings true close to my heart. Here's Len Dawson from yesterday's show about this situation, about the ache in the heart of a Peyton Manning.
Confidence. Now, you know, talk about Peyton Manning and what's he thinking. You better believe that it's on his mind, the fact that he's never been to the Super Bowl. And this is on his mind. And so when things like that are on your mind, that means that you're not focusing and concentrating on what you really should do. And the other side over there with the Patriots, this ragtag bunch of guys, you know, whoever they throw in there, that seems to work. And it starts with Belichick, the coach, and it trickles down to their quarterback in Brady. And I think that, you know, Brady is one heck of a pressure type of a quarterback. I think that he's going to be able to go in there and win against the Colts, because the Chiefs had a shot at beating them there, and they're not nearly as good.
That's Len Dawson. So getting back to what Len said, how much can Peyton Manning, in a year when he is truly mature enough to deal with this, when it has been thrust in his face for many years, how much is he going to be able to shake off those distractions and simply focus at the task at hand and overcome this jinx?
Well, I'm not much of a jinx guy, but I think that you play well. If you play well, you'll usually win. And the thing is that Peyton and the Colts have not played well at those last games when they haven't made the Super Bowl, whether it's a championship game or a divisional game or being beat by the Jets in the first round a few years ago. You know, it really comes down to playing great football. And so please don't refer to it as a jinx, because I don't think it really can get in your head.
That's a little unfair.
I think it can get in your head, and it isn't. You know, you cannot. I mean, it's almost like saying, you know, oh, it's no big deal. Well, it's a big deal, and it's in your head. It's sports. I mean, when I didn't beat the Cowboys for a couple of years, it's in your head, because that's all you hear. You're human, and to block it out makes you inhuman, which is not the case for anybody. So it's in there, and especially being the Patriots, he's going to ad nauseum. He's going to try to block it out and try to avoid hearing any radio or TV or newspaper. Just avoid it, you know, because it makes it so much better. And then go try to play football. But the second he makes a mistake on the weekend, Sunday, he'll start to think, geez, you know, do I press? Do I not press? Do I overthink it? Do I underthink it? And it becomes the nature of sports, which is it's very psychological. It's very in your head. And that's especially in football, because you don't play every day. You play every 7 days. And so it's always, a problem until you overcome it. And then it's not a problem. So, you know, to me, it's not that much even a debate. It's like it's in his head. It has been for a while. And it's going to be there until it's done.
Well, what I think, too, is what I've seen with Peyton is it's almost better that he's thrown one touchdown and five interceptions, because the bottom line is he knows he doesn't have to do it all. He doesn't have, even Tom Brady, the same thing, three interceptions, but they found a way to win. Ultimately, even as they were saying during the game, you know, Baltimore's holding them to field goals, and when you hold them to field goals, you're always in the game. The bottom line is they got it done. And so for that reason, I believe Peyton is a little bit more calm, that he realizes he doesn't have to be perfect. Let's go to the specifics of this, because I believe one of the key things will be, of course, that run game. They were able to stop a die in the game. Rhodes came through in a pretty big way. What do you think about this matchup between the Colts running game and the Patriots run defense?
Well, the Patriots have shown that they can scheme. You need part of the Patriots. People don't run, maybe they understand this generally, but not specifically. So today's Tuesday. So Bill Belichick, this is the day, player's day off usually, and the game plan's being devised. He's rewriting the defensive game plan, rewriting it from scratch. In today's game with free agents, nobody does that, because the players can't change that fast. They haven't been there long enough. They haven't been together long enough. Well, Bill Belichick demands it from his players, unlike maybe anyone else in the league. There's others that are starting to mimic it. But he will rewrite the whole book, and that the whole game plan will be completely different, directed right at the Colts. And that's why it's so hard to defend. You know, you can say, oh, well, you know, you want matchups. Everybody wants to talk about certain key matchups of certain guys. Really, it's tactics in this case. And so tactically, they're going to be able to get after the Colts where they beat up the receivers. They'll demand the referee and the side judge to actually throw the flag as they maim the receivers and tight ends as they leave the line of scrimmage. They'll throw the flag two or three times a half. Fine. 5-yard penalty, illegal defensive holding or something like that. And then the other 20 times they don't call it, timing will be off. Peyton will be back there patting the ball, starting to get on the run. And just as you saw last week, look, they held him to 15 points. Peyton was running around. He made one big throw at the end. Everything said that game that they would get beat. They just happened to run into another offense that was even more inept. So they lucked out in that way. That's not going to happen. They're not going to be able to do the same thing. They're going to have to demand that they overplay on the tactics of Bill Belichick.
Well, when we come back, Steve, you can join us for a few more minutes, I'd love to talk a little bit more about the Patriots' offensive line and what it is about them that enables them to step it up. We talk about Tom Brady with the big throws, but you watch the protection he got at the end of that game. You know, he knows he's going to get the protection at the most important times. We'll come back and talk about that and maybe touch a little bit also on the matchup between the Saints and the Bears. Talking with one of the most thoughtful and successful players in NFL history, Steve Young. We'll be right back on Head Games on Sports Byline and Sirius Channel 122.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war among the major term life companies, and you may be paying too much. Consider these possible rates. A man, age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, $1 million of coverage, is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man, age 50, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $113, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rates for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, there are great rates available for you as well. Term Busters specializes in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. So call this number now for a free quote.
800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. Call 24-7. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
How would you like to cut your credit card payments by 30% or more? Genesis Financial can help. They have a program that can reduce your high interest rates to single digits or even 0%. You can get more cash in your pocket every month to ease the stress and burden of excessive credit card bills.
Genesis Financial helped us, so we can sleep at night again.
We can even answer our phone.
The weight's been lifted off our shoulders.
Working with Genesis, we truly feel like our prayers were answered.
Get a fresh start without going bankrupt, plus get hundreds of dollars back in your pocket. Call now for a free, no-obligation consultation. Let them show you how to cut your debt by 30% or more and save you thousands in interest, late fees, and penalties. The consultation is absolutely free. Call 800-470-4331. That's 800-470-4331. Don't wait another minute.
Genesis Financial gave us our life back.
Not available in all states. Individual results may vary. Genesis Financial, 800-470-4331.
Is credit card debt making your life miserable?
Are you tired of harassing phone calls and struggling to make ends meet?
You may qualify for a little-known program through Debt Consultants of America.
This program allows you to pay back only a small portion of the credit card debt you owe.
In fact, up to 60% of your credit card debt could completely be wiped clean.
It's a proven program.
The best part is Debt Consultants of America does all the work for you.
Plus, you don't have to pay back a penny of the debt that they settle for you.
So grab all your credit card statements and call for a free, no-obligation consultation.
Their friendly counselors will give you all the details.
Call 800-761-3480. That's 800-761-3480.
You need to have at least $10,000 in credit card debt to qualify for this program.
For your free, no-obligation consultation, please call us. 800-761-3480. Call now. 800-761-3480.
We back on yet? All right, back with Steve Young. And Steve, I thought you'd enjoy this quote from Michael Strahan from yesterday's show.
I mean, I think the offensive line picked it up. The Patriots understand how to play when the pressure's on in those type of situations, because they've been in it many times before. And, you know, about Merriman and the pressure to get some hits and all those things, one thing that Belichick is great at, and one thing Parcells before him and all the coaches in and under that type of system, is they look at how to take out the best guy on both sides of the ball.
Exactly. Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Yeah, you know, I'm not much for defensive theory, Nick, to be honest with you. kind of bores me. No, you know, it was true when we played the Patriots. I mean, when we played the Cleveland Browns, when Bill Belichick was coaching them, his tactic is twofold. One, I might not be able to get to the quarterback first, but I'm going to get to his receivers first, and I'm going to be able to get to his tight end first. And so he maims them off the line of scrimmage. He makes you change your timing. And nothing more important than the Colts' offense than the timing. That's why he's been so successful at beating the Colts. And so then you get, now the second fold is now you've beat up the guys that he, you know, that Peyton Manning cares about, and then you get to Peyton Manning. And so that's kind of the thing that you'll watch unfold this weekend. Watch how many times Peyton Manning has to pump, and as soon as he starts to pump, he starts to move. And once he starts to move, his game goes completely down another path where he has to throw on the run. He's moving, and that's where you know you've got him on the. You've got him literally and figuratively on the run. So watch for those things to happen. If he drops back, he's timed up, throws the ball, completes them, then the Patriots are in deep trouble.
You know, but let's admit also, though, that Peyton Manning has taken it to a better level in terms of his movement outside the pocket. He's never going to be a Garcia,
yeah,
a McNabb, or any of those people, but he's gotten better at that. He's moving his feet better. He's throwing on the run. He's not Tony Romo, but my prediction is, despite everything, just as I picked the Patriots would find a way to get a win over San Diego, I think Manning is at that place where it's either going to happen this year or it won't at all.
No, you don't say that, because you would have said that last year when they had home field advantage. They had the best record. The Pittsburgh Steelers, the sixth-ranked team, was coming into town. I mean, the sixth-seeded team. You know, that's easy to say, Nick, but I have a feeling that Peyton is a relentless guy. It's part of his personality. If it doesn't happen this year, we'll be right back at it next year. But it does get harder because the team is not nearly what it was last year. The Colts are not trending up. They're trending down. They got worse this year. They need to get better next year, but they still have a chance. There are, you know, you can say that the Pittsburgh Steelers weren't the best they've ever been last year, but they won the Super Bowl. So, I mean, I don't think it has to happen this year, but sooner or later it needs to happen, or else we're going to, you know, poor Peyton's going to hear this just ad nauseum the rest of his life, and that's no fair for a guy that's played so well.
Steve, before we let you go, tell me what you think about Marty's performance, because, you know, I talked to Marty yesterday briefly, and he was in the midst of interviewing all the players at the end of the year like he does, and it just galls me that, as you see that happens, and I know you're sophisticated enough to see this and be very aware of it, even at the highest levels in the most successful businesses in the world, the personal animosities get in the way of winning. And here you've got Smith as a general manager not being able to get along with Marty, and that he would actually consider getting rid of Marty after this year, knowing that Philip Rivers will come back with one more year's experience, knowing the chemistry on that team is so excellent. Does that blow your mind?
I think that, Marty's... You can't worry about what's happened year to year. You just got to keep chopping wood. That was one of the coach's comments a couple of years ago. I think it was Jack Del Rio got in a little trouble for it because the guy axed his leg. But, you keep chopping wood, and you can't worry about all the little things that happen year to year.
So you don't think that the Spanos ownership are going to have to step in and make sure that Smith doesn't let go of Marty? Because from what I hear, it's real enough that people...
Well, I think it's more personality. Yeah, it's more personality driven if they can get along. I think the guy's been successful. He was aggressive during the week and did the things during the game to go win it. And just things, I mean, who would think they'd intercept the ball and then fumble it? I mean, just things that happen you can't worry about. There's a trend for Marty, but I think this year he was up to the task of beating down Marty Ball.
So let's get your picks before you go. Who do you see in this Colts Patriots game?
I see the home team. I think Indianapolis is going to done.
I think I really do.
And I think New Orleans will get it done at home as well. All right, Nick, I'm on the road, buddy.
All right, well, thanks again, my friend.
Okay.
No problem. All right, well, we're going to be joined by Larry Weissman in just a second, and he thinks that the Saints are going to win, but, of course, they're playing at Chicago. I'd like to see the Saints win. I think they're so well coached that they're not going to make many mistakes, and that's the same kind of thing that happens with the Patriots. Here's Michael Strahan on the Bears defense.
The Bears have a very fast defense. They're very, very, very well disciplined, very fast. So it's going to be tough to run that ball against them. I know they haven't looked so great the last few weeks, or especially this last week, but I think that for this one game and that element, it is definitely going to be to their advantage. And when you're a running back, the last thing you really want to do is get hit when you're sitting there and you're freezing. But I know as a linebacker and as a defensive lineman, as long as you know that you're inflicting some pain, those guys are uncomfortable in that situation, you're more than willing to stay out there and do whatever you got to do to those guys. So I think it's going to be to the advantage of the Chicago Bears defense with this running game. I don't think that they're going to get run on like they have the last few weeks. I think the weather is going to be a part of that.
That's our friend Michael Strahan, who joined us yesterday with Len Dawson. And we're lucky to have Larry Weissman, from the top writers for USA Today. We were just talking, Larry, with Steve Young about the Peyton Manning challenge this week, and I think this is the year that he does get over the hump. But before we do that, when you listen to the challenge of the Bears defense, which has not been doing well without Tommy Harris, without Mike Brown at safety in the middle, tell us how you see this game with a Deuce McAllister who's been so effective running up the middle in the last few games.
Yeah, I think you have a team in New Orleans that has very good perimeter speed and also a guy who can barrel up the middle. And I think if the Saints have some success in spreading out the Bears and maybe neutralizing Brian Urlacher just a little bit, they'll be able to get Bush to the outside. They'll be able to get McAllister up the middle. And when the Bears start thinking that way, Drew Brees will throw it down the field. I think... I'm going to take the New Orleans Saints. I'm going to go with the team of destiny.
I think I'm going to as well, for the reason that I think they're going to make less major mistakes. I think Grossman may well play reasonably well, but I just think that they have enough variety, that they have developed all their options so well on that New Orleans offense, and they also have a certain level of confidence. I don't think the weather will be the factor that they expect it to, but tell me, before we move on to this Manning versus Brady situation, tell me about the Bears and what surprised you in their game on Sunday.
I thought they'd have an easier time with Seattle. I think they had a very beaten up, battered team playing in their ballpark and couldn't put them away, and certainly opened the gates wide enough for Sean Alexander to have himself a heck of a nice touchdown run. I just don't see the Bears being real tight. I think that They built a record playing a bunch of bad teams early. Yeah, they won a lot of those games. That's what they ask you to do, and you don't get to pick your schedule. But now there aren't any gimmies. There's no patsies left. You're playing really good teams. And I would say in the divisional round, maybe with the exception of that Chicago-Seattle game, the team with the better quarterback won. And the team in this game with the better quarterback is Drew Brees.
I'll go with you on that. Well, let's move on to a subject that we're all going to be looking at with great anticipation. And before we get to the actual quarterbacks, let's look at that matchup between Asante Samuel and Marvin Harrison. The way he's been playing, that is Asante Samuel, I think he'll do a decent job on Marvin Harrison. But what about Ellis Hobbs on Reggie Wayne?
Well, Ellis Hobbs has not played badly either. One of the problems that the Patriots have is at the safety spot, where they're trying a bunch of different people. In the absence of Eugene Samuel and Rodney Harrison, I don't know that Harrison's going to be able to make it for this game. I think they had talked about him possibly being able to go, but he's a huge absence. He's just a guy that you don't want to catch a ball in front of him, and so it changes a little bit of the dynamic of how the Patriots are going to play back there. And Marvin Harrison was pretty quiet against the Baltimore Ravens.
And the Patriots seemed to go away, I remember, in the previous confrontation earlier this year. They went away from their run game in the second half. Do you see a change in that strategy this weekend?
Yeah, I think that they'll want to stay with it. The fact that the Colts are playing much better defense now doesn't necessarily make them a better defense. The things that were I don't want to say wrong with them, but the deficits that they have in terms of size, overall bulk up front, I think you attack that. I think the Ravens made a mistake in not sticking with the run. They ran the ball six times in the second half of a game that they were never out of. So it doesn't make sense to not do that. First time around, Patriots did a good job. They went three wide, four wide, spread them out, ran the ball in the first half, changed up entirely in the second half, and it didn't do them a lot of good. And I don't think they're the kind of team that makes the same mistake twice.
And speaking of wide receivers and spreading it out, Tom Brady with Rashaad Caldwell and Jabbar Gaffney. I mean, who would even have known either of those people at the beginning of this year? But Brady seems to find a way to make average receivers or even below average receivers, at least in terms of reputation, step it up.
Yeah, and it took him a while. You could read between the lines during the season about his lack of comfort with new people and that he missed Deion Branch and that the offense seemed to be revolving around either getting it to a back or any of the tight ends. But that's the beauty of a 16-game season and a couple of playoff games. You've sort of got a little forced bonding going on there if we're all going to move along. And so I think that this is starting to work pretty well, and you do have to give Tom Grady a lot of credit for working with basically street free agents.
I'm going to give credit also to the Patriots' offensive line, which I am still waiting to see them fall apart late in a game when it matters most. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Marty Schottenheimer situation with a guy that knows a lot about it, Larry Weissman from USA Today, and we'll be joined by Rob Bradford from the Tribune up there in New England, who wrote an interesting article about Gostkowski, about Vinatieri, about following in the steps of one of the great, if not the greatest, clutch kicker in the history of the game, and the Patriots. Whether they still have the magic. It sure looked like it this weekend. We'll be right back on Head Games on Sports Byline and Sirius Channel 122. Stay with us.
Do you have dry skin, cracked heels, hard calluses, or corns? Then use Cracked Heel Skin Softener from Blue Goo. Cracked Heel has lecithin, lanolin, and beeswax, plus emu oil to penetrate and soften the skin. Just massage Cracked Heel into your feet twice a day and feel the difference. Your feet will thank you. No more pain from cracked heels, hard calluses, or corns. Make your next step a comfortable one with Cracked Heel Skin Softener. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, Rite Aid, and Duane Reade. Petroni Vineyards produces the world's finest gold medal estate wines, prized by wine connoisseurs and enthusiasts. Experience Petroni Vineyards Poggio alla Pietra with its rich, seductive flavors. And Petroni Vineyards Tuscan-style extra virgin olive oil is prized by gourmets to create sumptuous recipes. To enjoy these culinary delights, visit PetroniVineyards.com and become a wine club member today. PetroniVineyards.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Nick Lowry, and I want to tell you about the most beautiful golf course I've ever played. It's called Quintero. It's already ranked in the top 10 in the country as a real estate golf course. I'm telling you, it is the most outstanding combination of beautiful fairways and views you will ever see. If you want to join one of the most outstanding new private courses in the country, go to QuinteroGolf.com or call 888-417-8468. That's 888-41-QUINT or 888-417-8468.
Smart business people know the difference between success and failure lies in the ability to grow. Being limited by your current facility adds up to lost productivity and even worse, lost revenue. You've looked at the price to build, but have you considered the cost of not building? With interest rates still attractive, now is the time to build that warehouse, manufacturing, or retail space you need. A pre-engineered steel building from General Steel will save you up to half the cost of a similar conventionally built structure, and it'll be erected in about half the time. From airplane hangars to riding arenas, gymnasiums, and churches. Expand quickly and save money.
Call the General right now for your free estimate. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. And learn about our $20,000 rebate offer. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
This is Nick Lowry, and I'm here to tell you about HeadGamesRadio.com, the official website of Head Games Radio. If you can't listen to the show every day, just go to HeadGamesRadio.com and join the Head Games team. You get to listen to Head Games highlights from our superstar guests. As a member, you'll be entitled to exclusive offers and information, so register with us so we can send you updates and special giveaways that non-members just can't get. Stay tuned. Check out HeadGamesRadio.com. Email us and join the Head Games family.
It takes the same thing to get to the Super Bowl and win that it takes to get there and lose. You know, it's not the NBA where you got a seven-game series once you get in that in the final. You got to get it done that day.
And now, back to Head Games Radio with Nick Lowry. Join the conversation now by calling 800-878-PLAY. That's 800-878-7529.
Here's Len Dawson from yesterday's show.
At the defensive back should have done one of two things. It was a fourth down situation. Bat the ball down, or if you catch it, go to the ground yourself. Now, do all defensive guys, Michael, feel that once they intercept or a pass or pick up a fumble, they're going to score?
Exactly.
You know, there were mistakes in that game on Sunday that were not Marty Schottenheimer's fault. There was the mistake of the, you could say, I suppose, that the player should be disciplined enough to bat the ball down on fourth down. You could say that, I guess, the returner on the punt should be more careful about catching the ball first. You can say that the guy is supposed to keep his cool and not headbutt or not kick somebody after a play that gives a first down and new life to a team. How much of that is Marty Schottenheimer's fault? How much of this is an overreaction that could well spell some major issues for a San Diego team that's so close to taking it to the next level?
Well, the sad part of this, I think, is that the head coach is responsible for the overall conduct and demeanor and intelligence of his football team. Len made a tremendous point in that Marlon McCree, whose excuse for what happened was, I was trying to make a play. You didn't have to make a play. All you had to do was knock the ball down, even if you intercepted.
Knocking the ball down was making a play.
Well, you would. That's all you need to do. And you otherwise, if you intercept it, you cost your team 20 yards. The rest of that stuff is gravy. You don't need to be running with the ball. There's nothing you needed to do but knock it down, and I guarantee you the Patriots would have done that in that situation. The Patriots would not headbutt a guy after a play. The Patriots don't drop balls the way the Chargers did. There are a lot of things that were wrong in this game. Some of them you can lay on maybe an overall mental preparation. Some you can't. But that ill-advised challenge that cost his team a timeout at the end, that's one you can hang on Marty. That's one where maybe with a more experienced quarterback, you probably have enough time to get 5 to 10 yards closer and make that field goal.
Well, yeah, there are 8 seconds left in the game, and you can drop back and throw the ball away if it's not there. I just think you have to do that. And who on earth was advising Marty? What's the system most teams use to tell the head coach, yeah, we saw it, and we think you should challenge it?
Now, often you get that from up in the press box. They have the coaches upstairs have the best look at the little TV screens or a game feed. But the odd thing about this is that they made such a poor decision at home. On the road, often the team won't put the replay up on the big board, and you don't get that sense. But at home, you get the replay right away, and there was almost nothing there that said, challenge this call.
We're going to have a friend of yours, a colleague of yours, Jarrett Bell, chime in here, talking about another thing that seemed to happen, which was that Patriots offensive line shut down Sean Merriman.
Yeah, it wasn't there. I mean, he didn't have any sacks yesterday. He had a lot of pressure. It was pretty good, consistent pressure. He got some hits on Brady, but, he didn't get a chance to perform that lights-out dance a whole lot yesterday. In fact, I think Mike Vrabel did it more than Merriman did it yesterday.
Larry, we're joined by somebody that knows a lot about the Patriots, Rob Bradford from up there in New England. Rob, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You bet. Well, we appreciate you and taking the time. The Patriots kind of shut down their players, don't they? The coaches, the players, they're not allowed to say a whole lot. It's sort of like a Stalin-esque gulag situation the first part of the week, isn't it?
Yeah, first part of the week and the last part and the middle part of the week, too. It's, the only time... The only time the rookies are allowed to talk, in reality, is after a game. And even then, you saw Stephen Gostkowski say, everything went well. That's all I'm allowed to say. And if I say more, I'm going to get in trouble. And that's basically how it is. And it is amazing. You talk to all these guys, and you can come at them every different angle. And the guys who do say something, they're saying all the exact things during the week. And I guess you got to give Belichick credit for that because it's a procedure that's worked throughout his tenure.
And to give Marty credit, that is something that he's pretty good at doing for the most part, with the exception of LT. What do you think about those remarks from LT? I mean, I'd be frustrated too, but the Patriots are not exactly a team that's shown disrespect in the past.
No, I mean, I think that someone around here had brought up a story out of the Providence-Stern Bulletin after the last time San Diego came to Foxborough last year and beat the Patriots, and a lot of the quotes coming from the San Diego Chargers were much more inflammatory than anything that the Patriots did. And I noticed that, the national media and the media in the Boston area kind of taking different tacks on this. But really, if you do look up that story, it's a lot of the same guys who were complaining about the Patriots were the same guys who were talking a lot of trash after the San Diego beat the Patriots up in Foxborough. Now, they weren't in press conference settings, but they were quoted people coming off the field in the locker room immediately after the game. And I mean, let's be honest about it. It's an emotional game, and stuff like this happens. But to harp on it right after the game is one thing, but to still keep harping on it the day after is kind of remarkable to me.
Larry Weisman, a few weeks ago, you probably would have thought that the Patriots would regret, to some degree, letting go of Adam Vinatieri, letting him go, and seeing, of course, now how well he's done, even before the game on Sunday against the Chargers, you'd wonder. And that's, I think, to some degree, what your article, Rob Bradford, was about. What do you think the Patriots feel now, Larry Weisman, about letting go of Adam?
I think they're very satisfied with the rookie kicker, and as a team that's made a point of staying way under the salary cap, it may have been an okay move for them, but this thing's not over. And if it's Adam Vinatieri who puts a knitting needle through their heart in Sunday's game, they may well regret not having him on their roster.
Rob, tell me about the reaction after the game when they found their kicker hitting a 50-yarder, or 34-yarder, or 31-yarder to win the game. It's kind of what we talked about. I felt that that he was ready to have a good game. But now, suddenly, all those kicks don't matter. Now it's one new season. So you think he's ready for the next step?
But I think he also hit the nail on the head where he said, or, you know, he'd rather be Steven Gostkowski rather than Nate Keating, because, you know, Nate Keating had that memory of the missed 40-yarder against the Jets, and whether that affected him in the 54-yarder, I don't know. But Gostkowski is going flying blind here, and all he knows so far in the playoffs is success. But I will say Larry's right, is that this whole thing with Vinatieri and Gostkowski, we've said all throughout the year, with every single kick, after the regular season was over, after every playoff game, the ultimate fate of this decision isn't going to be decided until this game. And if Gostkowski misses a game winner or misses a big kick, then unfortunately for him, despite having a great year, it's people are going to have that in the back of their mind. But I think the reaction, a lot of minds were eased by his performance, not only this week, but also in the games against the Jets.
And, you know, it seems as if Adam may be kicking better than he ever has. One reason why I gave him the vote as being the best kicker in the NFL is how well he did in those conditions in New England. Well, he just doesn't miss in Indianapolis.
No, he doesn't. I mean, that was one of the things. Even when he was with the Patriots, he had never missed a inside a dome stadium, and I think that's why Indianapolis, on top of his reputation, said, "Well, this guy is definitely worth the money." And, you know, I think that in all the salary cap moves that the Patriots made with Willie McGinnis and Deion Branch, the one Vinatieri is the toughest one for people to figure out, because it wasn't huge money, but, you know, going forward, I think it was a longevity issue. I think it was just one of these things where, you know, Adam had some physical problems last year, and they just said, okay, you know, we might have to bite the bullet this year, but going forward, we're going to have a younger, a healthier guy, a guy that we believe in, and a guy we've done our research on. And so far, I'll give them a lot of credit, because they identified a guy in the draft, and you know that kickers, that's not an easy thing to do. It's worked out so far.
Larry Weisman, one of the things that Tom Brady was saying is that he was feeling physically as healthy as he had in years. And you look at the posture he has, the perfect form he has, the great footwork, and it does help to have the offensive line protecting him. But Tom Brady seems to be, with the exception, of course, of a couple interceptions in the game, he still seems to be playing at a high level. Who's your edge in this game?
Well, I think you'd have to be crazy not to like Tom Brady in a big game, simply because he's won them. The other guy has not showed it yet. He's been rattled by different things. I think the standard of expectations has kind of weighed on him, and I guess he's going to be lucky to be at home in this one. But somehow I just cannot escape liking Brady over Peyton Manning.
Okay, welcome back. Sorry about that. Let's go to the specifics of what I think is the challenge and the strength of the Patriots. And I love both of your comments on this. What the linemen, here I am a kicker talking about it. Linemen, offensive linemen in particular, do not get the credit when it really is deserved. What is it about, and who are the members? Who are the stars? Who are the heroes? Who are the guys that get it done on that Patriots offensive line that give Tom Brady the time in the last 2-3 minutes of those big games, time and time again? Let's talk with Brad first.
Well, you know, I would have to go. Obviously, you know, you have any time you look at giving the guy time, you look at the tackles, and Matt Light and Nick Kazier are the two guys, and neither one of them are perceived as great against a guy like Dwight Freeney. I mean, Matt Light has had all kinds of trouble against speed rushers like him, like Jason Taylor. But I will say this: is that you come off a San Diego game where that offensive line, as you mentioned before, was just really incredible, and the way that they handled, whether it was schemes or whether it was just performance, I mean, they're really on their game. You go back to the game in Miami where they got manhandled by Taylor and that whole offensive line. Since then, they've been very good, and I think as a unit, they're a pretty good unit right now with Logan Mankins, the number one draft pick. You have Dan Cope in the center, who's a solid on the verge of being a Pro Bowler. You know, I think that they're playing pretty well, and they have a talent which I think bodes. I think going into this game, they might have to feel pretty good about themselves.
Larry Weissman, what about Dwight Freeney and the havoc that he wreaked against, certainly against the Chiefs, and his consistency? There are those that think that the Colts will have an advantage in the matchups at tackle. What do you think?
I think that Freeney had a tough time with Matt Light the last time around, but you always have to account for him, and you very rarely can block him with one guy. So to the extent that other guys take advantage of that, that's also a plus in having a player of Dwight's capabilities.
Larry, tell me, what article are you going to be focusing on this week that we'll be looking for in USA Today?
You know, I don't do preview stuff. I think you should spend 75 cents every day and buy the paper every day till Friday.
Well, thanks for joining us, buddy, and hopefully we'll see you next week and do the post-view of the game.
Okay, sure, Nick.
Rob Bradford, appreciate it. Maybe you can chime in with us next week and talk about that kicking matchup and more on Monday or Tuesday. We'd appreciate it.
All right, a lot of fun. I appreciate you having me on.
Thank you, sir. When we come back, final thoughts on Head Games on Sports Byline and Sirius Channel 122.
This is Merlin Olson. Have you called the NASE yet? The National Association for the Self-Employed is one of your best resources to obtain access to affordable health, dental, vision, and critical illness plans. The NASE also offers other health, business, and personal benefits. If you are self-employed or own a small business, do what I did. Call the National Association for the Self-Employed. Call today to find out how the NASE can be your best resource for affordable benefits.
Call the NASE now. 800-839-4648. 800-839-4648. Big solutions for small businesses. Insurance plans are underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Association membership may not be required to obtain insurance. So call right now. 800-839-4648. 800-839-4648. Not available in all states.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But it doesn't have to be a rough ride. Just subscribe to Barron's, America's premier financial weekly. Subscribe now and get 13 weeks of Barron's for only $39. Each fact-filled issue brings you investing insights, market information, and special reports you won't find anywhere else. Special reports that include the best-performing companies, mutual fund managers, and the outlook for stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. That's not all. Subscribe today and you'll also get Barron's Guide to Building Wealth, plus 4 weeks of Barron's online free with your paid subscription. All the tools you need to make smarter investment decisions. That's 13 weeks of Barron's plus the Guide to Building Wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S.
Call now, 800-828-2639. That's 800-828-2639.
Golf Digest is going to cure your slice now, and that's a guarantee. Introducing the breakthrough video, Cure Your Slice Now, and it's free with your paid subscription to Golf Digest magazine. In this video, top PGA instructor Chuck Cook shows you the seven key phases of the swing and gives you his proven method for better control and longer, straighter drives. And here's our guarantee. If Golf Digest and Cure Your Slice Now doesn't cure your slice and improve your game, cancel the subscription and keep the video free. Every month in Golf Digest, you get easy-to-follow instruction from the best teachers and players in golf, information on the top equipment, the best places to play, and you also get the removable Pocket Tips booklet. Call now. Use your credit card and get your first risk-free issue, the Pocket Tips booklet, and the video free. You get 11 more issues for only $19.77. If your game doesn't improve, cancel your subscription and keep the video, booklet, and magazine free.
Call 800-828-2639. That's 800-828-2639 for Golf Digest.
We want to thank Steve Young, Larry Weissman from USA Today, Rob Bradford from the New England Eagle Tribune, and Fox Sports. Tomorrow's show, Howie Long and Seth Joyner on the Saints in Chicago. We're going to focus on that game and on the defensive matchups. The Saints, I think, have so much talent. They have a nice, aggressive, confident play without any fear style on defense. I'm looking forward to seeing that in the cold of Chicago. And we'll be joined also by Jim Beatty on the possible return of Roger Clemens and more in baseball hot stove. Here's Len Dawson with some final thoughts on the matchups this weekend.
Well, I'm going to tell you one thing. The game has never changed, and Michael knows this as well. The big guys up front are going to dictate what's going to happen, whether it's on the offensive side of the ball or the defensive side of the ball. And I looked at that offensive line of the Chicago Bears yesterday, and they look very good. And they opened some holes, and the fullback did an outstanding job in short yardage situation for Jones. So I would look for them to minimize the things that Rex Grossman is going to do, and I would look for Chicago to win this football game.
What about you, Michael?
Wow. Chicago? Well, I know they're in Chicago. I know it's cold in Chicago, and I know that they won yesterday against the Seattle Seahawks, who are a very good team. But I just think the Saints are a team of destiny. I just watch the way that they play. They play together. They play as a team. They play for each other. And it just seems like they're very focused and they're very in tune with what that coach wants out of them. And I think that that's the team of destiny right now to head to the Super Bowl for the NFC. So I am going to lean towards the New Orleans Saints to win this game.
My picks is we of course, always reserve the right to change them at the last minute. My picks, though, Indianapolis is going to overcome it, not because Tom Brady and the Patriots are going to play poorly, but because Peyton Manning will make mistakes, but he will find a way to get it done. And that Indianapolis defense, don't ask me how, we know that Bob Sanders is a big part of it. They are playing with a confidence that will make a difference. They also, the unspoken part of it, is this team, the Colts, wants to win one for Tony Dungy. With all that they went through last year, it was a year that was stolen from them, a playoffs that were stolen from them in terms of focus. This year, that to me is the bottom line. That is what's driving the Colts, and that's why they will win, and that's why a team of destiny on the other side will be the New Orleans Saints. We'll see you tomorrow. Go to Head Games Radio for all the highlights.